This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Ah, they don't make them like Robin Williams anymore, or ever. The great, great, sadly departed Robin Williams in his iconic golf stand-up routine, which is probably what people like Stiz and others in our audience or around the world are thinking or wish they were watching as opposed to the actual golf that they need to be aware of so as to talk about it or produce it the next day. On the radio, around the water cooler, or wherever Masters-based Rory McIlroy-centric conversations are being had. Fitzy and Mego here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart is off today. Ted Johnson back with us tomorrow at 3 p.m. in studio as well. Mego, I know the people, we heard from several during our first break, I know the people were hot and bothered on the text line as well. Both with your original, with your spin on the Masters.
With my honesty.
Your honesty that you couldn't handle the car crash theater, as well as the question we asked the audience, where did this rank for you in terms of all-time great hurdle-clearing, hill-climbing sports championship theater? Did you happen to see any comps that you liked?
So the two that we got on the text line most frequently, two different people said Ray Bourque, which obviously has a lot of standing around here. A lot of people who are watching that with fascination. And then the other one, I think because we brought up the Red Sox and somebody chimed in watching Rory yesterday was like watching the Red Sox for 86 years. The other one that people threw in were the Cubs, which I guess you can use as a parallel to the Red Sox. Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely. As a matter of fact, that even extended longer. 86 years. It was a difficult 86 years, no less. The Cubs going well over a century as well. Yeah, see, there's something special to that. Whether it's an individual like Michael Jordan or Peyton Manning or Rory McIlroy or LeBron James or another figure of American or international sports greatness, finally reaching the pinnacle of their sport, the achievement that has eluded them for so long, finally getting there, that's pretty special. Yeah, it was. I mean, it's great for all of them as well. I just think this one felt. I'm with you. This one felt top five. Maybe in terms of individual, it's top three. In sports overall, I guess I'd put it five or definitely in the top ten as well. Another great question as we were discussing matters during the break as well that would be fun to throw out to you, the audience as well. Feel free to call or text us on this one as well. Okay, so. Where does it rank in terms of people who have had to climb that hill or get out of their own way to finally achieve their dream and win that title, championship, etc.? Who's the next Rory? This is a Mega Nottolini special right here. Who's the person, the athlete, the team that's so desperate for their breakthrough moment? Rory finally broke through yesterday. He completes the career slam, one of only six golfers to ever do so. Good for him. That's all the golf talk you want to hear. Now frame it in terms of sports I care about, dummy. Okay, well, that's just what we're trying to do. who's that next person that needs the breakthrough moment? I think, who is it?
Josh Allen.
Josh, you know what? I might even say Lamar Jackson because
it's
Lamar
between those two. But
Lamar's, he's a two-time MVP. We were talking about him on Friday, weren't we?
Yeah, but I feel like Josh is, he feels closer to me than Lamar. And it really just feels like the only thing standing in Josh Allen's way is Patrick Mahomes. And it feels like the reverse side of the Brady life that everybody around here lived in the AFC. And so
the
it's like
the only thing standing in Peyton's way, yeah.
Exactly. Like he feels more, I guess, more akin to like Peyton Manning now.
In a lot of ways. Yeah, no, he definitely, I mean, how many times Manning had got thwarted by Brady in 2003 and 2000. He was his own enemy in 2001 and 2. He got thwarted by Brady in 03 and 04. 05, he was his own worst enemy. We had some protection problems out there. And then in 06, finally, he clears the hurdle and breaks through Brady.
The other one I would say that we're watching in real time that will become very real if it isn't achieved in the next 2 years, and people might not like this, but I think Jason Tatum winning MVP. I think if Jason Tatum isn't an MVP in the next two seasons, we start to look at that 20 years later and go, how is this guy never even finishing top three MVP?
Like league
how,
MVP.
How, yeah. League MVP, not finals MVP. Not
so
Eastern
finals
Conference
MVP
finals
won't
MVP.
Do this for him? You don't think?
No. League MVP. It's a different kind of award. It's a reward for the regular season. And this year it looks like Jokic, SGA, it's just a two-man race between the two of them, at least from a statistical standpoint. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, because Jason Tatum has really said it's team first, it's championships first, and that's the right way to approach it, and that's what all the fans want. But at some point, do we look at it and go, hey, Jason Tatum, like, are we looking at it and going, Jason Tatum's 31, Jason Tatum's 32, he hasn't gotten his MVP season yet. What does the league have against him?
Yeah, that's
that's just me projecting forward because JT doesn't get enough love. I was just watching some of the top 10 lists that the NBA was putting out today. He's number 4 in jersey sales, number 10 in like social media clicks or something, which you know that those guys care about.
Of course they do. Of course they always do. They don't just check their own mentions. Don't they have people check in their engagement and their clicks? And there's a handler or a team for every one of those guys, correct?
I would guess so. It's the world we're living in.
Right. I would say, I'm going to say Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen just because he's been at it a little longer, just because, and obviously his name has been swirling around and about here because he's mentioned in Bill Belichick's book, The Art of Winning, because Belichick says, or admits that of the mistakes that he made, not drafting Lamar Jackson in 2018 was one of his bigger mistakes. I'd like to also add that not drafting A.J. Brown in 2019 was also one of Belichick's bigger mistakes. But what do I know? I'm just a fan in the stands, and he is the beau of Jordan and also the GOAT coach in the NFL history. I'm going to go Lamar over Josh Allen, but if anyone has a different player locally as well as nationally that they would like to weigh in on, you know how to get in touch with us, 617-779-7937. And so now we can all go back to just letting our friends that obsess over golf care about golf. We don't have to talk about the Masters anymore. No more of the Masters theme, the azaleas, the flowers, the Nance voice, all that jazz. You don't have to open Venmo and see every single guy friend of yours sending $20 or $40 to a friend.
Why do people do
because
that?
Because they're in Masters
question,
tournaments?
Wait, real question. Why do people make their Venmos public? I find that so weird.
I do too.
I don't get that at all.
You know, why do you want to be somebody's friend off, and then everyone can see it? So it's like, you know, I've Venmoed
so weird.
People.
When I open Venmo just to send a dinner check, I'm like, all these people are showing like, hey, I still am splitting rent with my wife or whatever. And I'm like, this is weird. Why do you have this public setting on? You
100%.
Everybody, in case you don't know this and you use Venmo, you can you can turn that off. You're sending people checks doesn't have to be a social media platform.
That's a great post. Man, these are all great teases leading into your 3-point stance. At 3 o'clock. And
I know,
by the way,
I'm going to sound 1,000 years old.
Yeah, that's you're going to lose me at 3. But
this is Listen, young lady yelling at clouds is going to be a great segment at 3 o'clock, folks. If you were bothered, irked, irritated, or found Mego's comments at 2 o'clock about the Masters, Rory, golf, etc., to be incendiary, do not miss 3 o'clock. It's of course our 3-point stance. I'll have a take of the day. Mego will have one, and we'll even give one to Stiz and Dan behind the glass, back in the producer's box. Don't you go anywhere. When we come back, it's eventually time now, finally, yes, to talk about the Red Sox. There was triumph on the golf course yesterday at Augusta, and there was disgust on the field at Rate Field in Chicago on the south side over the weekend. When we get back, I'll tell you exactly why I do believe it is time to start worrying about your 2025 edition of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI Afternoons.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The pitch is swung on and missed. He got him. And the ball game is over. A night to forget for the Red Sox. Fireworks explode. 11-1 Chicago. Sox need a bounce back tomorrow in a big-time win. Chapman is ready at the letters. He throws. Swinging a shot into left field, and the White Sox are going to win the game. Rounding third is Robert. He will score. Andrew Vaughn has won the series for the White Sox. The final today is 3-2.
Against Major League Baseball's feeding cart that other hardball vultures have gone to and feasted upon the body and remains of regularly. Your 2025 Boston Red Sox, who we had all whipped ourselves into a frenzy and lather over with the hype and the excitement of Bregmania, Jaron Duran continuing his MVP surge and journey, Walker Buehler, Garrett Crochet coming to town, Aroldis Chapman, the kids, the rookies, so many reasons to get fired up for your Red Sox, who now sit at 8-9, losers of the weekend, losers of the series, losers of 2 out of 3 against the Pale Hose, the White Sox in Chicago, the worst team in the history of baseball last year, a team that was looking at that 41 and 121 record and saying, you know what? I think there's a way we could top that. I think we could even be worser. We can be better at being worse.
Let's have everyone get surgery.
That's how the
White Sox entered the season. Why don't you guys take some time to take care of yourselves? Go get Tommy John.
Honest to God, it was like a chicken pox party or everyone like meeting up and deciding to get pregnant at the same time. They had a Tommy John party.
What is your social life?
Yeah. Honest to God, what a bizarre, bizarre team. And what an awful, awful weekend of baseball. I was at a show in Cape Cod Friday night. Shout out Red Nun, Dennis Port. Great times.
Brag.
And it's okay. I'd even go further. I was performing Friday night there. It was even better.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And I didn't have to worry about anybody at this popular sports pub where there was a stand-up comedy show, Mego, looking at the TV screens because I noticed that the people in the back that had their eyes on the Celtics game at first and then the Red Sox game all got real interested in the show about halfway through the game. And I was like, oh, man, the Sox must be whooping up on them. The show ends. I walk to the back of the bar, and I look up, and it's like an 11-1. And I just yelled out, what the f-? And I finished the F word out loud. And people were just like, this team sucks.
Yeah, that, I
this
think
team, this team that they scored 6 runs over the weekend, Mego. 1 and then 2 and then 3. Great job, guys. You went up a run per day. You scored an average of 2 runs against the worst pitching staff and the worst team in baseball, and you lead Major League Baseball in strikeouts and errors. And yet somehow, as Dan Ball pointed out on our pre-show meeting, the Red Sox are still only 1 win out from being tied for the most wins in the American League. I mean, the American League on the whole is wholly disappointing. But the Red Sox should be running away with the American League at this point, not like apologetically trying to keep up with it.
I was listening to the Midday guys, Jones and Keefe, and I thought they did an excellent job of just asking the question, where do you look now? Because we've been so conditioned, and rightfully so, over the last couple years to look at the payroll, to look at ownership, and say they're just not even invested. They're not even trying before spring training to put together a major league roster. Right. And now you look at it, and they have spent the money, and they do have the pieces. And so are you just chalking that up to having a freezing cold series at Fenway where then the bats also went freezing cold, and now you're rebounding from that? Because it's really tough to justify what you had to watch Friday and Saturday against the White Sox. It's really tough to look at the manager who they just re-signed, and I think it was a good move, but all the money that they're spending on the payroll, on these pieces, bringing young guys up, having so much talent, it's early in the season. But looking at where you're leading in strikeouts and errors and saying this just looks way sloppier than this group of guys should. So where do you look to blame for that? I feel like you had to spread it around a little bit, but for the first time, I'm sitting here saying we can't really like turn our nose up at ownership. They actually did, for the most part, what they were supposed to do. Now it's on these guys to figure it out by the time you get to May or June.
So Garrett Crochet is 3-1 since acquiring him. He got a video tribute from the White Sox on Friday night, and then he responded by almost throwing a perfect game, or at least a no-hitter on Sunday, getting into the eighth inning before giving up his first hit. He gets pulled after 96 pitches. They're 3-1, like I said, in those games. Otherwise, they're 5-8 in games Garrett Crochet doesn't start. That's really, really terrible. The pitching has not been the problem, by and large. Very few pitchers have come in and gotten their lunch handed to them, as Eck would say. Very few guys have gotten bombed and shellacked. The hitting has just been ghastly. I mean, we're 17 games in. One more game means we are exactly 1/9 of the way through the season. So again, still on the smaller side of sample sizes. But the fact that they're booting the ball all over the infield, nobody can field for love, sex, or money. It's like they were all issued ceramic frying pans and not actual baseball gloves. Bregman has made a bunch, probably more than I think most of us expected he would make all year. Is there something they're teaching them? Is there some weird jinx or malaise or
is
something?
Is it drive line?
I don't know, but exactly. Drive line, my God.
It's drive line. That's the new evil. You haven't heard? Everything's drive line's fault.
Everything's drive line now. It's all about the new, that's the latest new evil, drive line. There are so many different evils, so many different terms in baseball I can't stand. And now drive line is just the latest in a long series of them. I can't figure out what it is. Cora wants a hyper athletic team. He wants to be able to play small ball. You got guys regularly swinging out of their socks. He keeps saying they're swinging at strikes, but they miss them all the time. There's it's not just one little something you can put your finger on, Mego. It's like a pile, a litany of things going wrong with the Red Sox right now. So that is a great question they asked on the Midday Show. Where do you go next for a fix? And do you try to fix all of it at once, or do you just try to start small and go baby steps?
I think you just have to do baby steps. What else are you going to do? You can't fix it all at once. And I don't think, I still have high hopes for this team. I don't think that people who are looking at this team and seeing 90 plus wins need to adjust those expectations. You don't need to adjust your expectations in April. Get out of here with that. But I do think that you look a little sideways at the start. And as you said last week, Fitzy, these games matter as much as the games in August do. Maybe you haven't figured out as much, but they matter towards your standing. So, yeah, there's work to be done.
617-779-7937. Mego's right. They all count. And if you miss the playoffs, if you're in a wild card battle, if you can't win the AL East because you finish a game or two behind the Yankees, who are hardly covering themselves in glory in the post-torpedo bat era, well, you may be pointing back to the fact that you couldn't sweep the Sox. Foolish me. Shame on me for saying this should be a get-right trip And between the Rays and the White Sox, you should lose one, maybe two games tops. You already lost those games, so now you can't afford to go down to unsold-out Steinbrenner Field and not, you know, run roughshod against the Rays. But I don't know where I'd get the confidence from that. All right, and we come back. It is the 3 o'clock hour, ladies and gentle fans, which means it's going to be time for the three-point stance. We got one from Stiz and Dan in the producer's box. I got something for you about the week or so that is to come, and you are not going to want to miss Mego's three-point stance, because if you got fired up about her golf takes, wait till you hear about something inspired by the fans in attendance at the Masters. We're having a good time. Thanks for joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.